Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
With a faith born not of words, but of deeds.
Down through the years, the FFA creed has been learned by millions of young people putting on the blue and gold jacket for the first time, including a young man from north central Oklahoma, wheat industry leader Keith Kissling.
Well, at Burlington, we were a small school, Class B school. If you weren't in FFA and sports, you just weren't in the mix. In FFA, I learned to make decisions.
Do you want to grow like that?
That I see back now was so important to me, especially the livestock judging contest that we went to where you had to make a decision in 12 minutes and explain why you made that decision.
You can grow like that.
I was proud to wear that jacket. Even back then, we had to zip it up all the way.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA.
Grow like that.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, we had a generally weak picture today here in the grain futures contracts, despite the U.S. dollar being significantly lower and the lowest it's been in about 2 months here. Dollar was down 35 points at about 81.31. So the grains were still weak, though. We had corn down just slightly, and then beans a little bit higher on the front end, a little bit weaker on the back end, and then wheat was down about 5 to 7 cents here. Funds today have been net sellers overall of all three contracts. And there's a few banks out there that have put out some lower forecast for corn and beans. They lowered corn forecasted harvest to 425, down from 475. They lowered soybeans down to $10.50, and that's down from $11 previously. And then we have a round of rainfall going through the Midwest. There was some rain in central Iowa, or the central Midwest yesterday, and then the next 2 weeks looks like it's going to be below average temperatures and possibility of rain there. So there's not really any threatening thing here as we are going to wrap up the most important part of the growing season here in a couple weeks, and it doesn't look like there's any big damage there. We had cotton futures quite a bit stronger today. Cotton futures closed up anywhere from 212 to 270, so that was a bit of a bright spot in the ag commodities here.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Justin, how are our grain markets trending today?
If we look what happened in the corn today, we traded down near the lows here in the December contract at about 456 and a quarter. There's a lot of people talking about we're looking for, since it's oversold, that the market could possibly rally. And then there was some news today that that China started taking some the first cargo load of Argentina corn, which is GMO modified or genetically modified corn, which is a first for them. It's kind of a negative thing, though, because if they start buying from other places around the world, that could hurt our exports here in the U.S. We had a weekly ethanol production today. The show production was up 2.5% this week, and it reached about 5.971 million barrels for this week, and we're about 4.4% higher on the year. That's positive here because the profit margins are still about 70 cents per bushel. Look at soybeans. Soybeans were higher on the old crop because of the tight supply, but a little bit weaker in the new crop. Again, non-threatening rains here tend to be a little bit supportive, and then the week continued the downtrend on its way down. Next Monday, we have a USDA production and supply and demand report. The average guess for the corn total production was about 13.98 billion bushels. Average production for the soybeans was going to be about 3.38 million bushels.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our numbers from today, August live cattle were up 30 cents at 121.22. August feeders were down 167 at 152.57. August lean hogs down 32 today at $100.22. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was down 3 cents at 6.99. Chicago September corn down 4 cents at 4.68 and a quarter. August soybeans were up 3.5 cents on the day at 13.27 and three quarters. October cotton was up 271 points today to close at 88.53 cents per pound. That's a look at your markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.